This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker. We want to get his thoughts on the Obama administration lifting the deepwater drilling moratorium and how that moratorium has impacted the people of his state. We also want to get his insights, of course, as we're now less than 3 weeks away from the midterm elections, and what we can expect after that in a largely active lame duck session of Congress. And, Senator, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be with you, Greg.
Well, let's start with the moratorium. It got lifted on the deepwater drilling sooner than the original deadline, which was the end of November. I've talked with a couple of your Republican colleagues who aren't super excited because they believe there's a de facto moratorium in place now for a number of months. What's your read on what the administration has actually done here and what impact it'll actually have?
Well, first of all, the moratorium has been devastating, not only to people down here in the Gulf South, but also it's really going to be very damaging to the economy as a whole. We run on petroleum here in the United States, and that's going to be the case for decades to come. We can either get it locally, like places in the Gulf of Mexico or in our own 50 states, or we can purchase it at a premium from people in other sections of the world that don't like us very much. So this has been a bad decision. And I think lifting the moratorium is actually an action in name only. I don't think it's going to result in much more drilling. As a matter of fact, what we're hearing is that there are two interim final regulations. Now, who could say that except the government? An interim final regulation. And many more are forthcoming. So we really don't know what the end result will be. All we know is we've got something they call an interim final. We're not going to see very many new permits under that type of regime, and we know there's going to be a lot of uncertainty.
Senator, you mentioned the damage that you believe this moratorium has done. Did it accomplish anything in a positive fashion?
I don't think it accomplished anything. As a matter of fact, we know what it takes to make a rig safe. We know that there was a debate that went on that BP platform, and the guys that wanted to take shortcuts won that little argument, and we're paying the price. But clearly there are new guidelines in place that most oil companies were already abiding by, and we ought to be going back to get back to work and get back to the business of getting off of foreign oil and producing it here domestically, and a big part of that is the Gulf of Mexico.
What needs to happen to really take advantage of the resources that are in the Gulf, whether it's regulatory, whether it's legislation? What would you like to see in the new Congress?
Well, Greg, we need a new administration and a new group of people running this that are friendly toward domestic production. But what I wish they would do is actually start permitting. For example, in the shallow waters, there's no moratorium in place in the shallow waters. It's just that they're slow walking all of the permits. And so what they need to do is get about the business of approving those permits and getting us back into drilling offshore, both in the shallow waters where it's a lot easier and a lot less risky, and back in deep water where we now know that we can do it safely if we will be careful. But four rigs have already left the Gulf of Mexico. They've gone over to other countries. That means that those jobs have left. It's going to be very, very difficult to get them back. And it means the production is going to be elsewhere, and we're going to have to buy it from overseas.
We're talking with Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker. And, Senator, let's talk a little bit about the midterm elections now. For the benefit of our listeners who don't know the last few years in Mississippi, you were appointed by Governor Barbour to fill the seat of Senator Trent Lott, and then you won the rest of his term outright in the 2008 election. Perhaps the most intriguing race in your state is in the congressional district you used to represent before being appointed to the Senate. At the time of your appointment to the Senate, things were trending a little bit more towards the Democrats, and as a result of that, the Democrats now hold that seat. But now, according to most of the surveys, it's either a toss-up or slightly leaning towards Republicans, with Congressman Travis Childers perhaps trailing Mr. Nunnally. What's your read on the district that you know so well? How do you expect them to vote this year?
Well, I think it's going to go back to the Republicans. Alan Nunnally has been a state senator since he replaced me when I became a congressman 16 years ago. He's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the state Senate, a very able and conservative legislator, has done a good job in the state Senate and risen to the top of leadership there. I think he will win this race. And interestingly enough, Travis Childers today is bringing in former President Bill Clinton, who got about 35% in this district when he ran for president two times. To me, if I were a Travis Childers trying to show that I was independent of the Democratic liberals in Washington, D.C., I wouldn't be bringing in someone who had such a hard time getting votes in Mississippi. It clearly, to me, indicates who our candidates have lined up with. And I think Travis Childers has lined up with and voted with Nancy Pelosi and people like Bill and Hillary Clinton. If elected, Alan Nunley will be a mainstream Republican conservative.
We'll certainly be watching that race as well as the others in Mississippi in the next couple of weeks. In terms of what you'll be facing once the votes are counted and lawmakers go back to Washington for a lame duck session, obviously there are some appropriations bills. We've heard potentially movement on immigration or cap and trade legislation. What have you heard about what the Senate's likely to take up?
Well, it's a shame that Congress left Washington, D.C. to go home and campaign without even bringing a budget to the floor, about getting our spending bills passed, and very importantly, without preventing these automatic tax hikes from going into effect at the end of the year. That's what we ought to be doing. But I will tell you, if after suffering from the electoral defeats that I think the Democrats are going to have, if they come back and try to jam through cap and trade, amnesty for illegal immigrants and that sort of thing by many congressmen and senators who've been defeated in their reelection, I think there's going to be an outcry. I don't think even they had the arrogance to try that. But if they do, we're going to use every constitutional and procedural device that is available to us. We're going to try to stop this, and we'll be doing it on behalf of every American taxpayer and every person who would like for us to swing this pendulum back away from the left-wing policies of the last 2 years.
Real quickly, before we let you go, Senator, you mentioned you thought your party would do pretty well in the midterms. Most people think that's an accurate projection. What are you expecting? Do you believe the House will be once again in Republican hands and possibly even the Senate? What's your expectation?
I think so. You know, I've been cautioned not to make predictions, and I don't believe in spiking the ball on the two-yard line. I think if the election were held right now, we'd have a very good day, and I think it would be good for the country. You know, we only get this chance every 2 years. If people are motivated, they need to get their friends out. We need to move the ball across the goal line and get it done. I'd say on the Senate, pay attention to California, Washington, Nevada, and Connecticut. And if we do well in those states, we may see some conservative Republican chairman next time. I think those are the key Senate seats and Senate elections to watch for the next almost 3 weeks.
Senator, a lot going on right now. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us and talking about it.
Thank you. Thanks for the chance.
You're welcome. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, Republican. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.